وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى this talk is going to be about the most important topic to address. It is the topic of Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, and who should be worshipped. Is because there are so many people who even consider themselves believing the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, let alone those who reject it openly. They consider believing the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal while they are in reality upon the religion of the mushrikeen, wal-iyadu billah. So in order to establish the proof of Allah Azza wa Jal against whoever rejects, and to remind the proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whoever wants and wishes the good for himself, I'm going to mention these verses in the Quran which clarify the issue. There are people who say the shirk is when someone worships other than Allah, believing that that one has the rububiyyah, has the lordship in the universe. They say that's what shirk is. When the person worships and calls upon someone he believes he has the control of the universe. But if someone worships, he makes prayer to someone he believes is a servant of Allah, and he has no control in the affairs, but he is only a righteous servant who is close to Allah Azza wa Jal, and that person is seeking nearness to Allah through that one, then that is not considered shirk. There are ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to single out Allah in prayer, and that whoever turned the act of worship to other than Allah commits shirk. There are so many verses in the book of Allah that the act of worship is only for the Lord of the heaven and the earth, and that turning it to someone else is taking that one else as God besides Allah. There are verses in Quran that Allah mentioned that the idol worshippers at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were affirming the lordship only for Allah. They were believing that the lordship and the controlling of the universe and giving life and causing death was only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that they worship besides Allah, whoever they worship, only because to intercede for them with Allah. These are clear verses in the Quran. Yet, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, there are people who claim to be Muslims, who say the opposite. They say the opposite to that which the Quran mentions. They say the other worships were not believing the Lordship of Allah. They were believing the worship of somebody else. Allah says something about the other worshipers. These people, they say something else. Tayyib. What Allah said in Quran? قال الله تعالى في سورة الجن قل إنما أدعو ربي ولا أشرك به أحدا. قل say, who Allah is addressing? نعم. Say, who Allah said to say? The messenger of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. قل say, إنما أدعو ربي, I only call my Lord. إنما أداة حصر وقصر, I only call, I only pray, I only invoke my Lord, Rabbi, the one who created me, the one who controls me, the one I belong to. I only call my Lord. ولا أشرك به أحدا, and I do not associate anyone with him in calling. I only call my Lord. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded by Allah to proclaim and to announce and to convey to the people that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam only calls and prays to his Lord Allah. And that calling someone else with Allah is shirk. So, based on this verse, who should we pray to? Yes, brothers? Should we pray to who? Rabbi, to who? To the Lord. To the Lord, who's Allah. And that calling, other than Allah, is considered shirk. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوا رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. So when someone calls his Lord, Allah, that is the Tawheed. When he calls someone else who is not his Lord, that's what shirk is. So if you say, Ya Allah, help me. Ya Allah, give me health. Oh Allah, give me children. Oh Allah, save me. What is this considered? Tawheed. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. This is what Allah said about idol worshippers. When they go through hardship, دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ, they call Allah, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, singing out Allah in praying. This is the Tawheed. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. This is the Tawheed. Is that clear? Subhanallah. Is there any shadow on that? فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. When Allah saved them to the land, behold, they commit shirk. What does it mean? When they come to the land, in the east, those who, when they were in hardship, making Tawheed, مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, when they come to the land, what do? They call other than Allah, which is what? Shirk. So if someone says, Oh Allah, save me. لَيْنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. This is what they used to say. If you save us from this, surely we'll be from those who give you tongue. This is what Tawheed is. In the east, They turn away from that. And they call so and so other than Allah. That's what shirk is. So, if someone today says, one time, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, he call Allah. And one time he call, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Mu'adda Masaf Allah, Madad Ya Jilani, Madad Ya Tijani, Ya Hussein, Ya Ali, Ya Isa, O such and such. The first time he call who? Allah. And that's what? Tawheed. Second time he call who? Jailan or Tijan or someone other than Allah. And that's what? Shirk. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوا رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. Now, the person who says, and that's what they say, and they are in masajids, very dangerous. He says, and someone said to me this, he say it's not shirk. When you call the saints, when you call the mashayikh, when you call Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhum, while you believe that they are servants of Allah, they are not gods, they are not son of God, they are not daughter of God, they don't control the universe with Allah, you believe what they are, that they are servants of Allah. But since they are close to Allah than you calling them to intercede for you with Allah Azza wa Jalla. If this is the case, he said this has nothing to do with shirk. That's what somebody said to me. Sunaqila waqad. Here is a question. When they say they call in, for instance, Hassan Hussein, or they call in Sheikh Jailan, or they call in whoever they call, the question is, do those they are calling, do they believe about them? Either they believe about them being having lordship, or they don't believe in them having lordship. Can it be one of the other than those two scenarios? Yes? They either believe that they have the lordship, or they don't believe them having the lordship. If they believe in them having the lordship, what is that considered? Kufr. Giving the lordship to others is kufr. If they believe in them having no lordship, but at the same time, they calling them, what's that considered? Shirk. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوا رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِيَحَدٍ. So the worship is for the Lord. If you believe those you calling beside Allah to be the Lord, this is kufr. You deny Allah. If you believe those you calling beside Allah are not lords, they are not Lord, they are not Allah, they don't have the control of the universe, but you are still calling them, what's considered? Shirk, because قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوا رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. Now, listen to this ayah. Allah mentioned who the lordship is for. And that's the clear proof that the people of Kahf, they use. Amazingly, these people, they recite Surah Al-Kahf every Friday if they want. Finish the Quran many times in the week. نعوذ بالله العظيم and Quran is hujjah against them. Just like Khawarij, reciting Quran, Quran is against them. And that's the worst thing. Someone thinking he's upon Quran, Quran is cursing them. نعوذ بالله العظيم من ذلك. نعوذ بالله العظيم من ذلك. نعوذ بالله العظيم من ذلك. Allah mentioned about the people of Kahf, what they say. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهَا. They say our Lord is the Lord of who? Of the heaven and the earth. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهَا. We are not calling anyone besides Him as a God. Our Lord is the Lord of the heaven and the earth. We are not calling anyone besides Him, taking Him as a God. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطَا. If we say that, then in that case, we fell into oppression and injustice. We go over the limit. هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِي آلِهَةً. These are of our people. They took besides Allah gods. What do they mean they took besides Allah gods? What do they mean they took besides Allah gods? ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا هؤلاء قوم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة. These are our people. They took besides Allah gods. What do they mean? أحسنت. They call other than Allah. They call other than the Lord of the heaven and the earth. Because they, the people of Kahf, they say, ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها. Our Lord is the lover of the heaven and the earth. We're not calling someone besides him and take him as a God. Our people, they took beside Allah as gods. This is the point. لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين. Why they don't bring with them a clear proof? People of Kahf is saying. Why they talk about their people? Why they don't bring a clear proof? لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين. Calling other than Allah. For calling other than Allah, why they don't bring a clear proof? That means the people of Kahf, they have what? They have what? A clear proof. What's their clear proof? To call the Lord of the heaven and the earth. That's the clear proof. Call the Lord of the heaven and the earth. You live in this earth, ya akhi. The earth belongs to Allah. You live under the sky of Allah. You receive in Allah's rain, Allah's water, Allah's food. So everything you get in is from the Lord of the heaven or the earth. Belongs to Allah. Therefore, you call upon Allah. This is a clear proof. Isn't it a clear proof to call someone other than the Lord of the heaven and the earth, and whatever you get, you revert to that one. While you are in the universe of Allah, whatever you get is from the heaven, from the earth. Yes, it's a clear, that is the clear proof. If one of you comes to your house, having nothing in hand, he comes to your house. He is out of the house, collecting, having so much money, so much stuff. That stuff he collected from your own house, which he enter having nothing, belongs to who? To the owner of who? To the owner of the house. This is the clear proof. You enter the house having nothing in hand. You are now going, stepping out, carrying some valuable thing. That must be for the owner of the house. It's not for you. It's not for somebody else. That is the origin. So everything in the heaven and the earth is from Allah. So the prayer, the thanking for be him, for him. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen, all praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the heaven. Now, the Lord of the creation. So these people, they say why our people don't have a clear proof. What's the clear proof to pray to the Lord of the heaven and the earth? What's not clear proof to call other than him based on whatever you claim? They intercede with Allah. They do so and so. Whatever you mention is not a clear proof. The clear proof is for the one who called the Lord of the heaven and the earth. Now, listen this ayah. Allah said, Allah mentioned here about a group of people who worship other than Allah. And the greatest of worship is dua. Ad-du'a wal-ibada, prayer, invocation. It is the worship. So Allah here talks about a group of people who worship other than Allah for one single reason, to make them closer to Allah. قال تعالى ألا لله الدين الخالص والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. Allah mentioned in this verse a group of people who call besides him, who do they call? Awliya. They call besides Allah who? Awliya, saints. Did you ever hear about Saint Paul, Saint Saul, Saint Saul? They call besides Allah saints, awliya. Why? Why they worship them? Why they call? Why? Because they have it, what they want? إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Only for one reason. adatu hasrin, not for any purpose. Don't bring other things. These people, they worship whoever they worship to get them closer to Allah, to get them nearer to Allah position. How do they get them close to Allah? Those they worship, whoever they may be. They may be images, statue, resembling angels, resembling prophets, saints, righteous ones. They may be straight to the angels, whatever they believe about the angels. They may be calling the prophets, Ibrahim and Ismail, as they have their picture in the Kaaba. They may be calling other righteous ones. Whoever they call, why are they calling? What they want from them is to make shafa'a, to intercede for them, to ask Allah on behalf of them. That's what they want. Do you need ayah more clear than that? قال تعالى ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله قل تنبئون الله بما لا يعلم في السماوات ولا في الأرض سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. Listen to this ayah. How someone who recite this ayah والعياذ بالله claim that the idol worship didn't believe the lordship of Allah and that they believe the lordship of those they used to worship. How? Because Allah says here, ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. They worship besides Allah. Those who harm them not. Benefit. They don't benefit them, they don't harm them. Why? ويقولون. And they say, هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. These are our intercessors with Allah. They make shafa'a for us. They make what? Intercession for us. What's shafa'a mean? What do they mean they make shafa'a for us? Yes? Yes, they mean they ask Allah for us. That's what shafa'a is. Ya akhi, somebody come to you, Ya Khana Nuruddin, he says to you, akhi, help me with the rent. There is 500 short. You look yourself, you think about your house, your account number, you find you don't have it. You go to your brother, Abu Suhaib, you say, Abu Suhaib, can you please help this brother? $500 short to pay the rent. Okay, you know the deen. What are you called in the Arabic language? Shafi. In Arabic language, you are called intercessor. You are called someone who talks to another one to help somebody else. You are a middleman. It's not you who has the 500. You don't have it. But what you have is, because of your closeness to Abu Suhaib, and he knows you, he doesn't know the other one, you have that position. So, based on your position, you get this one closer to the other one. This is what shafa'a is. So these people, they say, هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. These are our intercessors with Allah. They ask Allah on behalf of us. Therefore, we get close to Allah. We get nearer to Allah through that way. Is that very complicated thing? Or is it very clear? Very clear. Is it possible that those whom Allah is referring to this verse and saying they worship other than Allah to intercede for them with Allah, that those people they were calling have control of what they were being asked, have control of the universe? Is that possible? Something accepted? No way, no way. This is rejecting the Quran. This is lying about the people. Subhanallah. So to say, here is the big issue. This Ahlul Bidah, people of innovation, Sufi and the Shia and the like, they say this is something you cannot think about how they say. They say, those people whom Allah talk about here, they don't believe the lordship of Allah. They believe the lordship of those they were praying to. Is that something accepted? تكذيب القرآن. Is it belying the Quran? Quran says these people, they believe the lordship, the ownership. What they want is with Allah. It belongs to Allah. And that those they call him beside Allah don't have it. And this person, he said, no, it's the opposite. They believe those they were calling beside Allah had what they need. And they don't believe Allah has what they want. هذا تكذيب بالقرآن. Then they have something to beautify. They have something to say, which is another issue. In another ayah, what Allah said, فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ قال تعالى قُلَ رَأَيْتَكُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَتَتْكُمُ السَّاعَةُ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تدعون إن كنتم صادقين بل إياه تدعون فيكشف ما تدعون إليه إن شاء وتنسون ما تشركون. What is in these verses? How someone who recite these verses claim that those idol worshippers didn't believe Allah has the control of what they want? Allah mentioned that those people, when they are in the ocean and they go through hardship, دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. They call upon Allah, single out Allah in calling, in the religion. Do those people who are in difficulty, subhanallah, al-hidayah min Allah, nasallahu ya hadiyana, Allahumma hadina ya hadi, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min adh-dhalim. Someone who graduated from Medina University, from Kulliyat al-Quran, who is a Quranic reciter, one time gave us a talk after he graduated from the university. He said, the idol worshippers, whom Allah mentioned in Quran, they didn't believe that Allah existed. I personally asked him, Allah said, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ. If you ask them who created the heaven and the earth, they will say, surely Allah. He said, that was just by the tongue. They just saying they didn't believe that. نسأل الله السلام والعافية. This person, he recited over and over and over this ayah in which Allah mentioned the idol worshippers, when they are on the ocean and hardship takes place, دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. They call Allah, single out Allah in calling. What do they say? Another ayah Allah mentioned, لَئِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. If you save us from this, surely we're going to be from those who give you thank. Those who give his thank. Here is a question. Somebody who is in an ocean, he fears for his life. Wave is coming from everywhere. The boat is about to sink. Then call somebody. Ask him to save him. Is it possible that he doesn't believe the one he's calling to? Yes. يمكن يا أبا صفية. Is it possible those people when they're in hardship, in the Allah mentioned that دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين, they calling Allah تبارك وتعالى, يا الله save us, that they don't believe that Allah they calling exists. هذا يمكن هذا؟ أعوذ بالله. يمكن somebody in sound mind says they don't, they call someone in hardship, somebody he doesn't even know he exists. ما هذا؟ All that, they denying all these ayat. They no, they didn't believe Allah existed. They didn't believe the lordship for Allah. It's just to justify, to call the saints, to call Jailani, Tijani, Hassan, Hussein, to call and so on, to call so on. So in order to justify, they wanted to make distinction between them and the idol worship at the time of Prophet ﷺ. Nothing else. It's not going to help. العبرة بالحقائق والمعاني لا بالألفاظ والمبعاد. The reality is being considered. If that one believe Allah exists, he controls the universe, but he go other than Allah to get them closer to Allah, to intercede for them, and you believe the same thing. In this regard, there's no difference. It's not your name. It's not what you recite. So, it's amazing that these people, they are negating what Allah affirmed. They rejected what Allah mentioned, that the idol worshippers used to believe in Allah's lordship and took whoever they call besides Allah as intercessor with Allah, as a means to reach to Allah. This is what Allah affirmed. They rejected that. And on the other hand, they affirming what Allah rejected of those believing that they are those they call beside Allah has nothing, has no control in the universe. They say, you know, they had the control. They believe about it. يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّبَهَةِ. Last 2 points to mention. These people, Ya Abd al-Hakim, be careful this issue. Mention what type of shirk they fell into. We know the shirk is 3 types. Shirkun فِي الرُّبُوبِيَة. Somebody to associate someone with Allah in lordship. To say somebody control the universe with Allah. That's some of the Sufi what they believe. That's what some of the Shia believe. Other than Allah control the universe with Allah. وَشَاهَدْتُ مَا فَوْقَ وَمَلَكْتُ بِلَادَ اللَّهِ شَرْقًا وَمَغْرِبًا وَإِنْ شِئْتُ أَفْنَيْتُ الْأَنَامَ بِلَحْظَتِي. They say, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani said, which lie? I own the sunrise and sunset. And if I wish, I could destroy the universe with a blink of an eye, with seconds. وَشَاهَدْتُ مَا فَوْقَ السَّمَوَاتِ كُلِّهَا كَلَى الْعَرْشُ وَالْكُرْسِيُّ فِي طَيِّ قَبْضَتِي. They say, Sheikh Jilani said, I watch above the 7 heavens, all of it. And the throne of Allah and the chair of Allah is in my palm, is my hand. It's I control. So these people believe the lordship. Somebody other than Allah to share with Allah the control of the universe. That's what Christians believe about Jesus. Jesus is God. He control. And leave that one. The other one is shirkun fil uluhiyya. Commit shirk in the worship. Means, sometimes he worships Allah, he call upon Allah, oh Allah give me health, and sometimes he call other than Allah, or such and such, of dead, of absent, of objects, or such and such, give me so and so, or such and such, ask Allah so and so for me. So he turned the dua to someone else. This is shirkun fil uluhiyya. The third one, shirkun fil asma'i wa sifat. To associate someone with Allah in names and descriptions. For instance, to give somebody a description of Allah. From that, to believe that other than Allah hears all the voices, sees everybody, understand everyone's language. This is giving description of Allah, of hearing everyone to somebody else. Here now, those people, when they call Prophet Isa alayhi salam, or they call Prophet Muhammad salawatullahi salam alayhi, or they call so and so of Sheikh, you know what they believe? If you are in Stone Mountain, here in the US, or you are in Russia, or you are in Pakistan, or you are in Australia, or you are somewhere in Asia or Africa, in China. They believe if you are in the ocean, Atlantic Ocean or India, or wherever, they believe if you are in the air, above the clouds on Delta Airline, wherever you are, it is permissible to call Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, to call Hassan al-Hussein, whether you speak English, or you speak Arabic, or you speak Amharic, or you speak Urdu, or you speak, what's Nigerian language? Yes? Yoruba. Whether you speak Sawahili, whether you speak the language of the birds, whatever language you speak, that Sheikh, he hears you. He understands you. And he answers your call. Okay, Wasn't this shaykh given the description of Allah? Or it wasn't? Ya ikhwani, I have a question. Is there one of us now? Is there one of us who can hear two people talking to him the same time, in the same way? Yes? Is that possible? But the question is not clear. Can one of us hear two people talking to him the same time, asking him different things, talking to him in different languages? Only two people. Can any human does that? Can you look two people at the same time? No, you only look at one person. I'm now only looking at Abu Bakr Najari. Yes, I see Abd al-Hakim, Abu Wail, Ismail there, I see, but that's not seeing. It's just a shadow to them. I only see one individual. You only hear one person. مَا جَعَلَّهُ لِرَجُلِ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِي. Is this understandable? Think about someone who's saying it. This shaykh, he hears, he understands millions of people the same time, wherever they may be. Is this the description of a human being? Yes? The description of Allah. هذا شرك ماذا? This is a shirk in what? In description. هذا الذي يعتقدونه في معبوداتهم دون الله. This is what they believe about whoever they call him besides Allah. One of the sheikhs, I conclude with this one. One of the sheikhs, he said he believes his sheikh called Sheikh Ali Maya. You never heard. He's famous with other people. I never said in here. He's very famous, Sheikh Ali Maya. Every people, they have their own leader. He said, I talked to him. I asked him. That's Sheikh Ali Maya. Who you calling him? Here is us. He said, yes. And Allah calls us, yes. Okay. Can you tell me, he said, where? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who hears us, and Sheikh Ali Maya, he stops there. He doesn't hear us if we reach that. Where? If we fly, if we take an airplane, we go to another country. Is there a limit? Where Sheikh Ali Maya, at that time, his hearing doesn't reach there. He doesn't hear us. Allah hears us. He said he couldn't say anything. Quiet. Okay. He said, does he hear us now? Yes. Okay. How about if we leave? We go far. Does he hear us? Yes. Okay. Tell me. Where Allah is the only one who hears us? And Sheikh Al-Maya, he remained there. He doesn't hear us. After that limit, he said, remain quiet. And this is what some people are upon. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Reciting Quran. Because نَسَلُ اللَّهِ السَّلَامُ وَالْعَافِيَةِ The same thing happened to the messengers of Allah, calling people to Tawheed, making the Quran clear. Some people, they don't understand. The last thing is, don't think one thing, that regardless what Allah mentioned in his Quran, what the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in Sunnah, what the people of knowledge mentioned about Tawheed, don't think that those who oppose Tawheed will not have something to oppose with. You, when you hear the Haqq, you say, Allahu Akbar, how clear the truth is. Don't say everyone who this message is conveyed to will adhere to it. And may say, Allahu Akbar. This is bayinat. La. There are out there some human who whatever you mention, they have something to oppose with it. ما يجادل في آيات الله إلا الذين كفروا فلا يغررك تقلبهم في البلاد. So, means always these people will have something to say. So simply because something said something, it shouldn't bother you. هناك آيات محكمات وآيات متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه. There are clear verses. The meaning is very clear. And there are doubtful. There are verses which can carry more than a meaning. As for those who have sickness in their heart, they follow the verses which can have more than one meaning. Those people, they say to you, Ya akhi, we have a proof that the idol worshippers were believing other than Allah control the universe. And they mention what they mention. These ayat are very clear. The book of Allah doesn't contradict. Allah's speech can never contradict. These are verses. Whatever you tell me to oppose these clear verses, without doubt, is wrong. This is general answer to whoever opposed the truth. But in detail, then you study that specific issue and you refute it. What you mention is not authentic. What you mention of the verse is that speech of Allah, but you're misinterpreting it. And this is how you're doing it. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah al-Rahman to have rahmah on us, to have mercy upon us. We ask Allah al-Kareem tabaraka wa ta'ala to save us from deviation. Allahumma ya hadi fahdina ila siratika al-mustaqim fa innahu la hadi illa anta. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. If there is any question or correction, welcome. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك